Are you committed to the Master? If our lives do not even remotely compare to what the godly men of the Scriptures knew and committed to in their lives, the problem is not with God, it's with our hearts. The words of the Apostle should echo in the deepest recesses of our heart. Be ye imitators of me, even as I also am of Christ. 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1. The only difference between the children of God in old and now is the veneer. Our transportation is quicker, our houses are cooler or warmer, and our sunglasses are multicolored. But the heart of man remains the same. The need to preach the gospel remains the same, and our responsibility to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service, and be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, Romans 12, 1 and 2, also remains the same. In connection with this responsibility, the saints are to be active in a number of areas, that is, continue steadfastly in prayer, and understand that God gave us not a spirit of fearfulness, but of power and love and discipline, that is, self-control. Paul said of himself, I buffet my body and bring it into bondage, lest by any means, after that I have preached to others, I myself should be rejected. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 27. He also admonished the Ephesians when he said, Look therefore carefully how ye walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time. Ephesians 5, 15 through 16. Are you suffering from a lack of spiritual study and time of reflection in your life? Godly men and women throughout the ages had to make a decision in life concerning spiritual growth. Joshua was told, This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate thereon day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. The kings of Israel were told, And it shall be, when he setteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book, out of that which is before the priest, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear Jehovah his God, to keep all the words of this law and the statutes to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in the kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. Deuteronomy 17, 18 through 20. The young evangelist Timothy was told, Till I come, give heed to reading, to exhortation, to teaching. Be diligent in these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy progress may be manifest unto all. Take heed to thyself and to thy teaching. Continue in these things, for in doing this thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. 1 Timothy 4, verse 13. And verses 15 through 16. There is no such thing as godliness made easy. Prophets, kings, apostles, and brethren generally were not given the option to find avenues to more readily incorporate into their life time for spiritual study and time of reflection. They were, however, told to redeem the time because the days are evil. Ephesians 5, 16. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul as he admonished the brethren in Philippi when he said, Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Philippians 2:12-13.